Good after evening, father.
Good after evening, daughter. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good to hear. Have you had a good Sunday afternoon?
Yeah.
What have you been up to today?
So this weekend has been the best weekend in my life.
Oh, well.
Or not the best weekend in my life, but one of the best weekends.
Well, that's great to hear. What has been great about this weekend?
My two friends, Charlotte and Rebecca, I went to their birthday party on Saturday. So, like, at 3:30, I went over to their house. And then, like, 10 minutes later, Leah appeared. And then,
So she just appeared.
Yeah.
Is she magical now?
Yeah. So she appeared at the front door and the bell went ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. And then Rebecca and Charlotte bounced up like Sonic and ran to the door. Because they were like, Leah, Leah! And I had the best time of my life. We did stay up to, well, Rebecca stayed up till 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Leah stayed up till 3 in the morning. I stayed up till 2 in the morning. Charlotte stayed up till 8 in the morning.
That's pretty much staying awake all night long then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Charlotte stayed awake because she thought someone was going to break into the house.
Oh, why is she worried about that?
I don't know. And she waited for all of us to go to bed.
Is she very protective of you guys?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good to have as a friend.
Yeah.
So what did you guys do as part of the birthday celebrations and things like that?
So we camped in the living room.
Nice.
I brought my sleeping bag, but when I actually went to sleep, I didn't use it because I was getting too hot. We camped in the living room. We made our own pizzas. Most of us didn't like them. Only Rebecca finished them. Charlotte doesn't like pizza, so she had smiley faces and chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
So I had smiley faces and chicken nuggets as well, so did Leah.
Oh, very nice.
And we also got to decorate cupcakes. I've only ate one plain one, one with icing. And then for one of them, we got the modeling clay, edible modeling clay.
Okay.
And I made a strawberry that was burned and all moldy and had lots of bites in it and had eyes that were circles with just a dot in the middle. And it looked like it was very scared.
A very scared strawberry because it was worried about things or people or animals about to eat it?
Yeah. I mean, it had bite marks in it and it was moldy, so. And then I made one that was a sandcastle with a starfish and a fish on it.
Oh, cool.
And then I had vanilla icing with lots of different pink sprinkles. And I had chocolate icing with just some chocolate sprinkles.
Well, you did bring home some of those cupcakes because you didn't finish all of them, which is good. You don't need it. I think there was a total of 6 of them, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me that I could eat them. I haven't tried any of them yet because I've just not been hungry yet.
Don't eat the strawberry because that's my favorite.
Why is that one your favorite?
Because it was my first one.
Okay.
And it's a strawberry. Who doesn't like strawberries?
That sounds like a plan. Is that something that you're going to have for dessert tonight after dinner?
No.
No.
I'm not going to eat the strawberry one. I'm going to let it sit there and just keep it solid and just look at it.
Just so that we have to throw it away later?
No. I just don't want to eat it.
If you don't eat it, then it gets thrown away. We're not going to just save food to admire. It's something that either gets eaten or goes into the bin.
I didn't know that.
Now that's what we do with food that's not being eaten.
I don't know. We'll decide it later.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
I've got a question.
I have an answer, hopefully.
Do you think we will get famous from podcasts?
Most likely not. There are people who podcast, who record shows just like ours, that are more well-known, that were either well-known before they started doing podcasts or something about their podcast got them noticed by other folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is something that is possible in terms of us getting a large audience and things like that. But I don't record this show with you with that as our goal. I like having these conversations with you because they're fun. And I like everyone else to hear these amazing conversations you and I have. You know, we talked in the past before we started recording these that when I was either picking you up from school or driving you to karate practice or something like that, we would have some of the most amazing conversations about all sorts of weird stuff. I don't have the ability to capture those conversations in the car, but I can try to recreate those conversations in terms of putting you and I together with microphones and seeing if we have a conversation that's like that. Just like our first episode where you said that cats are grown-up cats.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole conversation was just great to listen to. And we've had other good conversations after that that have been amazing and fun. And I just love recording these with you and then having them to listen to later.
Yesterday I went swimming. So did the twins. Charlotte and Rebecca also went swimming. But we don't go to the same swimming.
Yes, you go swimming. And you get a private lesson. We do that every week. And it's very good fun. And lots of great experiences and exercise coming out of that. Which is wonderful. What else have we been doing this past week?
Watching Harry Potter movies.
We have been watching Harry Potter movies. Which one did we most recently finish?
The fifth one, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Was that a good one?
Mm-hmm. That's Rebecca's least favorite one.
Well, hold on. Are we going to talk about anything specific in it? Okay.
Because it may upset some people.
Well, it may upset some people, but we don't want to give spoilers
either.
So this week, you have a school trip that you're going to be going on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to going on a school trip?
Yes, I am, because we are going to Amazonia.
Very cool. It's an indoor rainforest experience. Why are you guys doing something with rainforests?
Because that's our school topic, the rainforest.
Okay, anything cool you can tell me about the rainforest?
There's four layers. The emergent layer, the canopy, I can only remember two.
Oh, that's okay.
There's the emergent layer and the canopy.
It's more than I can remember. I remember the terms after you said them, but if you had asked me an hour beforehand, I wouldn't have been able to tell you anything about the rainforest other than that it rains. Within the rainforest, is there anything specific that you can remember that you like about the rainforest or the idea of one?
I just like the rainforest because there's lots of animals.
There are a lot of animals. There are animals that are within the rainforest that have not been discovered yet.
Oh, that's cool.
Have you been doing any reading lately?
No,
you haven't read any books?
Well, yeah, I have actually.
Oh, okay. What book are you reading right now? Do you remember?
I am reading Isadora Moon Goes on a Holiday.
Okay, who is Isadora Moon?
A character from a book.
Obviously, because you just said that's what the name of the book was, but who is she?
A vampire fairy.
A vampire fairy? How did that happen?
Her dad's a vampire, her mom's a fairy.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you like about reading Isadora Moon?
It's just very adventurous. She's also got this bunny pet that was magicked alive. It used to be her favorite toy.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I wish we could do that with your bunny pet stuffed animal.
It's pink rabbit and it's a pink rabbit.
Sounds about right.
The next book I'm going to be reading is one that Charlotte got me.
Oh.
Person One Ear. Or what's his name?
Do you want to go grab it real quick?
Yeah. I'm back.
Welcome back. What did you bring back with you?
One second. I brought back the book called The Legend of Podkin's One Ear.
Podkin One Ear, not Podkins.
Podkin One Ear.
Very good. It looks like an adventure book.
I'll read the back.
Okay, tell me what it's about.
The Five Realms. Back when rabbits were small, twitchy, terrified things, warrens were little more than a collection of holes and tunnels. Now, there are entire villages and cities built under the earth completely out of sight. Podkins is son of Lupkin, Sheftin of Munbury, Warren. He wasn't a hero back when he hadn't slain any giant rabbits or formed any robber bands. Oh, and he still had both his ears. And he also perhaps the laziest, most spoilt son of chieftain in the whole Five Realms. But the Warren is attacked by the Gorm, the most terrifying threat to rabbit kind. Podkin has to step up, and so a leader is born.
That sounds like a very cool adventure.
Yeah.
When you're done with it, can I read it?
Sure.
Well, thank you very much. I know that was a tough decision.
And on the back, it kind of looks like a bunny head without the ears.
Yes, it does.
When it says all the information, it looks like a bunny head. Because it's a big circle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to talk about now, so I think it's time to end the podcast.
Okay.
We've got a Patreon where people can go comment stuff and ask questions. And yeah, thanks for listening to our podcast. Bye!